your show. We are launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right into your phone calls, we jump to Kimberly in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Ladies first. Hey, Kimberly. Kimberly.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, tomorrow I'm going out with the local group of the Campaign for Liberty to protest nationalized healthcare. I was just wondering if you guys could give me some ideas for protest signs.
Okay, so is this your first protest that you've ever gone to?
Yeah, this will be. I recently moved here, so.
I like the if you think healthcare is expensive now, wait until it's free.
It's kind of long.
It is a little long.
How about no govt healthcare? G-O-V-T healthcare? That's a pretty short one.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm not very creative, though, so that's why I'm doing radio.
What do you guys think about something obscene? This would be funny.
Well, you can't say certain words, but can you give
course.
Us some sort of hint at what you mean by that?
Oh, like government GTFO.
Okay. Yeah, I'm all in favor of that. I mean,
like it's short to the point.
Well, I think that one of the complaints about the protesters at these events, these listening town hall meetings that they have where they're not listening and they could care less what the town has to think, but that one of the complaints is that they're rowdy people, they're dangerous.
Oh yeah.
And I think that expletives might, GTFO probably isn't gonna mean much to the people that
I think she intended to spell it out, though.
That might be the problem. And I think that might, to some people, an obscenity might be threatening in some way.
What's one of the other ones I've seen? Socialism kills. I think that's one of them.
Yep.
That's short.
Yeah, that works.
What else? What else? Mark, you got anything else?
My dollar, my doctor, my decisions.
That's a good one. Sure. Sure. Now, who are you going out with? You said Campaign for Liberty?
Yeah, the Austin Campaign for Liberty.
I imagine Austin's a fairly big group because I've heard of a lot of activism going on down there. It's one of the hotbeds of activism. I'm not sure what kind of activism goes on in Austin, but it seems to be a hotbed for something.
Oh, yeah. You may have seen on the news last week's protest against Senator Doggett. He was outnumbered 10-1. For the protesters versus supporters.
Wow. No, I didn't see that. Now, where is this protest going to be held?
At the Capitol.
So it's going to be on a Sunday or a Monday? I missed which day it was.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
11, yeah.
Now, are you expecting anyone to actually be at the Capitol? It's on a Sunday?
Oh, yes. It's organized.
Right. But I guess my question is, I don't know where the Capitol is in Austin. So are you going to get a lot of walk-by traffic? Are there going to be people that are on the street that aren't part of your protest that will see your protest? Is there a lot of traffic that's going by and nearby?
Oh, well, there's always people going on in tours and stuff. But there is an event
Sunday?
There. Yeah, there is some group that supports nationalized healthcare that's going to be there. And
our whole thing
is that we want to outnumber them.
So yours is a counter-protest then?
Of course.
Got
it.
Cool. Well,
bottle throwing, no Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, peaceful. Stay peaceful. I don't think we need to tell you that, though.
No.
And no swear words. Got it.
I don't know. That's Mark's. Where Mark's coming from. I don't know if I have any objection to swear words. It certainly will inflame people. I don't know if that's a good idea or a bad idea. You could always have one swear word sign and then put it away if you feel like it's not working out.
How would you to know, though? I mean, it's what's going on in someone else's mind.
They might speak their mind to you.
They might, but then you're letting one person decide whether or not you have your sign out. So I think
I probably wouldn't do it myself.
I think I believe the swear words, although appropriate in certain instances, and this might even be one of those instances, tend to be viewed as crutches for people who may not be able to use the language best, and people might construe it as less than intelligent.
Now, what you could do if you wanted to do something a little unusual is you could pass out Free Talk Live flyers to some of the people at the protest and the event, whether they happen to be on the side of the government health care or on the Campaign for Liberty side. That might be a good way to get some ideas into people's heads beyond just the signage. Just a suggestion.
Okay.
Shameless plug. Sounds like she's busy talking to someone else. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Story of my life. Pretty girls don't want to talk to me.
Let's continue with Contractor Jim listening to WCER in Canton.
Very well. Do you have a PC station in front of you or better by the mic?
Do we have computers? Yes, sir.
Okay. You can have the lady just called you. She can look up, for instance, about Big Pharma. She could have on her one side of her side, Big Pharma sucks. On the other side, Big Government stinks on the same side, two different sides.
Sure. They certainly are in bed together.
I'll give you a five-word search. You know what Dogpile is, probably.
I've heard of it.
Well, Dogpile is a search engine, dogpile.com. Put in Big Pharma worries Evelyn Pringle. Evelyn Pringle's up at Green Bay, Wisconsin. One of her classic articles, Big Pharma's Big Graveyard.
And I'm sure it wouldn't be hard to Google healthcare protest signs and find some other people's signs, or go and watch some of the videos of these recent protest events where people have been at these town halls, so-called town halls, and protesting there. I'm sure there are a lot of creative signs there, probably far better than what I can come up with.
Well, the reason I called you was about the multiple sclerosis. Remember the gentleman called from Florida, and he had a problem with himself and using marijuana. His wife had MS, as I recall.
Yes, sir.
We have the highest rate of MS here in Northeast Ohio of any place in Ohio. Ohio has the highest multiple sclerosis rate in the country.
Wow.
And the local people are trying to cooperate with Big Pharma and the MDs and people who don't know what the heck to do. On the other hand, there's a man in Virginia Beach who spent 2 years with Low Electrical Appliances, and he's in total remission. He has about over 100 pages posted on the Internet.
He spent 2 months with what?
2 years.
2 years with what?
With the Wetzel Appliance and Radioactive Appliance. There's three builders listing on the Internet. I'm a prospective builder, but
I'm not sure what you're referring to. What is a Wetzel Appliance?
WETCELL. I'm going to be cut off. I'm going to call you back. My cell phone battery's gone.
Okay. Well, you can keep talking, as it sounds like you're okay for right now.
Well,
are you still there? What is Wetzel? Tell me a little bit about that. If you get cut off, you get cut off.
Okay. The buzzwords to use on the Internet are capital M, capital S for MS, and then Dudley Delaney, Dr. Dudley Delaney, D-U-D-L-E-Y, D-E-L-A-N-E, excuse me, D-E-L-A-N-Y.
What am I going to find out? Not everybody that's listening has Internet access, so what am I going to learn if I look for this stuff?
Well, that he...
Oh, he did get cut off. What an appropriate time.
Well, clearly Big Pharma doesn't want his word getting out.
Were you able to Google that while he was saying it, Mark?
So many letters were flying by. He was spelling so many things that I just decided. After I looked up Evelyn Pringle, I was done.
Okay. So it sounded like some sort of new technology that it was alleged to have helped somebody with MS. I don't know how expensive it is. I don't know anything about it.
You got MS? You might as well try it, right?
What's
the worst thing that could happen?
There certainly have been a lot of positive experiences with people with MS using marijuana. I don't think anyone has alleged that it has cured their MS. I think it has allowed them to cope with it better than a lot of the prescription medications have. But I can't really speak from experience. So maybe if you've got a little bit more, you can share it with us at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, Mark, we mentioned the town halls that have been going on all around the country. If you've been paying attention to the news, you might have heard about these down in Tampa Bay. There was a fight that broke out at one of them, maybe more than one fight, I'm not sure, but there's been a lot of tension, there's been a lot of shouting and pounding and anger, and here up in New Hampshire, they've shut them down, they changed them from town hall style meetings to individual sessions where people have to wait in a line to talk to some bureaucrat about these healthcare issues. It's just been an absolute mess. But apparently they've now started beating up reporters. Is that right?
Well, they're certainly arresting them. From CarlosMiller.com, the blog, Photography is Not a Crime.
It's a good blog.
Yeah, it is. This is a St. Louis Post-Dispatch journalist, okay? So we're not talking about a blogger on the Internet or anything like this. This real-life newspaper reporter was arrested while shooting video of a demonstration against health care reform on Thursday.
Oh, boy.
This is the Obama administration's listening tour where they're listening to what Americans think about health care.
But wait, he was videoing the demonstration against health care reform.
So?
So he was there with a camera videotaping the opposition, and they still enforced on him. Very interesting. We'll get to the rest of the story here in moments. 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Where all the features are completely free, and they include the updates and the live streams. The Shrine of Female Listeners, we give it all away. And those other radio talk shows want to charge you for their website. So enjoy ours on us free at freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. If you haven't done your will, this is a fast and easy way to do it, to protect your family against the encroachments of the state. Your estate, whatever you have, will be in probate forever if you don't have a will. And your family won't get it. You just use code FTL. You save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
All right. So you were telling me, Mark, that at one of the many rallies, one of the many town hall listening session things they're having, which are basically propaganda sessions for the government's new health care plan that they're going to shove down everyone's throat.
Right. The idea that they're actually listening sessions is a bunch of crap. The idea that it's a town hall meeting where you might be able to stand up and be heard, bunch of crap.
Yes.
This
and if you've been to
a socialist jam it down your throat indoctrination seminar, and you know that you, if you don't like it, you're liable to get beaten up by the police or by
if you're lucky,
the security guards, whether they're union members or whatever they
are. If you're lucky, you'll just get shut out, as people have been all over the country. They've just been prevented from even coming into this thing, especially if they have tough questions and video cameras. So if you're lucky, that's what'll happen. But if you're not so lucky, like this reporter was, and where was this story, Mark? Do you recall?
Well, it was I assume it's nearby, St. Louis Post-Dispatch journalist. So why would the Post-Dispatch journalist be any place but St. Louis?
He was arrested?
Well, he was arrested while shooting video of a demonstration against health care reform. And remember, if you're taken off in handcuffs, perhaps you're charged, perhaps you're not. I mean, these are kind of breaking news. These things have been happening for the last few days. There hasn't been a lot of investigation that's been able to go on. I don't know if the gentleman's been charged or whether he's just carted off or what.
So they don't clarify this is just kind of a short little blurb.
Well, there's a little more to it, but you know, they don't clarify. No, they don't.
Well, usually when you're arrested, you are charged with something. Typically.
No, they're not. No, you're not. If the cops will take people, put them in handcuffs, drag them off someplace, and then let them go.
That has happened, but I don't think that's the majority of arrests. I think typically people are charged with something.
When it comes to activism like this, you know, things like this, a lot of times that is what happens. Because they know they can't arrest you for it.
They just want you off
the
scene.
They just want to use they just want to use their power to stop the freedom of the press.
Well, how did this go down? Do we know more about the story?
Jake Wagman was charged with interference, meaning he was documenting the other arrests police were making at the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A pair of
they don't like that very much.
This is in his words. A pair of officers began instructing everyone to leave. I asked, "I'm not sure why I have to go. We are, after all, on public property."
Ha! That's what you thought.
Right, that's why you got arrested. You sassed an officer.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this badge, son?
Yeah, the badge means you do everything they say or else.
One of the officers responded, "You can either leave now or come with me to jail." Besides Wagman, five other people. This is freedom of the press, right?
Yes.
Public property, people at a protest against socialized health care. You know, their money is going to be stolen in order to fund this crap. And,
you know,
a reporter, a real newspaper reporter, is arrested by one of these thugs.
What's new, though, Mark? I mean, we've been talking about this may be shocking to some of our newer listeners, but it's not shocking to me because we've been reporting on reporters and journalists and video cameramen being arrested now for the last few years.
Yep.
It's been a regular occurrence. It's happened in Miami. It's happening I've already forgotten where this one was.
Yep.
It's happening all over the darn place. It happens here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this show.
We have a lot of police officers that listen to this show, and I know sometimes, you know, they feel like we get hyperbolic. I want you to think about it now. If you are a law enforcement officer and you have the opportunity to arrest a member of the press who's on public property, who isn't obeying what you say, are you willing to do that? Because as far as I'm concerned, that's an encroachment on the Bill of Rights. There's freedom of the press in this country. That member of the press paid for that public area. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, someone's private office in a public building or something like that. We're talking about the sidewalk.
Right. It was my understanding that the original intent of the whole disorderly conduct or disobeying an officer, I think, is what there are certain charges they just love to throw at anybody for whatever reason.
Sure, catch-all charges.
Yeah. So
it's not like they're actually doing anything illegal.
Right. Disobeying an officer, I mean, that's such a charge that sounds so wide-cutting, like, oh, well, that can mean anything. If the officer says do some jumping jacks, if you don't do the jumping jacks, then you're disobeying an officer?
Sure.
Well, that's how absurd it has become. It has become so absurd that anything the officer says, if you disobey, you could be charged with that. But it was my understanding the original intent behind that was that if you were in the process of doing something that was harming another, or let's say you're vandalizing the side of a building, and then the officer comes by and says, I tell you to stop in the name of the law, and you don't stop, then you would be able to be charged with disobeying an officer at that point. Not that it would be necessary because you were already committing a crime. You were caught in the act of vandalizing. So I think it's still a silly crime. I think it's still completely unnecessary. But it's obviously not even anywhere near what its original intention was, if that was indeed the original intent.
I don't know. I mean, you get the impression that the reason for that charge is so that the officer can give an order, be obeyed immediately, yeah, in case someone could be harmed because he doesn't have control of the situation. But here, they're arresting people. Five people were arrested on charges ranging from assault to disturbing the peace. Now,
assault can be touching the officer.
It can be speaking, against the, saying that you will harm someone also in whatever
really?
State. But it just depends. Assault can be a threat. It depends on the state. But, that's the thing is, what is assault in this case? And you're right. It could be just touching the officer, saying, get your hands off me, mm-hmm. like flipping your hands. Don't touch me. That could be assault. These right. people are on public property protesting a town hall meeting, a listening session. To me, they have every right to be there. And that these police officers that ordered them off are in the wrong. But do you think they'll go to jail?
Huh.
No, they won't. They are
cleared.
Tools of the state.
They'll be cleared.
They're there to protect and serve the government.
They'll get a week off, paid vacation, and then
for
they'll
what?
Be cleared.
They're not going to be get cleared. They're not going. This is not going to even affect them
oh, yeah,
at all.
You're right. They didn't beat anybody, right?
Democratic Congressman Russ.
Well, if they had beaten someone, they would have gotten a week off,
perhaps.
Yeah.
Democratic Congressman Russ Carahan had called a forum on aging inside a middle school gym. Now, this is the thing. The administration's sending out all kinds of Democratic politicians, be they state or even local politicians that are, Democrats, to listen to the people. This is supposed to be a forum on aging. Now, a forum means everybody gets to speak, right? The protesters get to speak?
Seems like it.
Likely not.
No.
Any instance that we've heard about this across the nation?
It's been speech has been shut down.
Shut
out.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
The Democrats were complaining about the Republicans during the Bush administration, free speech zones and all that stuff. I want you to stop and take a look at this.
They were rightfully complaining. They were
absolutely.
Rightfully
if you are a Democrat and you cared about free speech under the Bush administration, stop. Listen to what the Democrat pundits are saying. Rachel Maddow's of the world and the Keith Olbermann. They stand against free speech. They stand against your rights and freedoms as Americans.
Did you go to one of these town hall meetings? What was your experience? 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Or you can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to
pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net and start changing your life today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Saturday edition, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those. And they include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you may have ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Jimmy is online listening to WFLA in Tampa. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I just tuned in. I was listening to you guys talk about the reporter getting arrested, and I couldn't help but think back to, you know, a few weeks ago with Professor Gates being arrested. And just didn't seem like none of the commentators of any of the reports that I watched seemed to get the same take that I get of this reporter being arrested to Professor Gates being arrested. Not to say that he was completely in the right, but it seemed like very similar to this. You know, the guy's on his own private property, and yeah, maybe he wasn't. Didn't handle it the best in situation, but it seemed like he was almost lured outside just to get placed in that position.
Now, you're talking about the Gates situation?
Yeah, this is the professor in Boston.
So can you kind of fill me in on what happened with that story? I can't say that I'm too intimately familiar with it.
Well, from what I've read or heard in the news, was trying to enter his home, and the door was jammed, and he had to kind of, like, push it open. Somebody called 911 thinking there was a break-in, and in essence, the police officer that responded thought that he was wasn't sure who he was. He got ID, and, you know, there was some words exchanged there between the officer and Professor Gates, and at some point he asked Professor Gates to come outside if he wanted to continue to express his concerns or discontentment further, and once he was outside, he was arrested, and thus we had the what they've been calling the beer summit at the White House last week with the president and police officer. But
so
I didn't help it.
Like, okay, so so basically, you're saying that his door was open, and so someone called the cops, suggesting that there was a break-in.
No, his door was stuck, and he had to, you got a black man pushing, you know, like prying open a door in a, you know, Boston's a largely white area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wonder, you know, that's, so I mean, people jump to some conclusions there, and you know, I can imagine, I can see why Professor Gates had that
so he was
reaction
already,
that he had.
He was already in his home by the time that the police arrived.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Was the door then at that point closed, and so he let the police into his home?
I'm not clear on that, but the policeman did enter and ask for ID from what has been reported, and he provided ID, he established residency, and at that point, you know, it seems like he could have just gone and cleared the call out and left and went on his way. You know, I mean, the guy is on his private property, he is at his home.
Yeah,
I couldn't help but draw the correlation between what you guys were talking about, the reporter, and this situation as well.
Cops are out of control. They are a lot of them are on power trips, and they know they can get away with virtually anything. In many cases, they can get away with murdering other people, and their departments will cover up for them. So so it's not none of this is really a shock and a surprise. And I think one of the things that people need to really take away from all of this is that the police aren't your friends. They're dangerous. And there's a good chance that they will put you in a cold, you know, a cold jail cell for your efforts. And many people have tried to call the police on their own to bring them into a situation, maybe having some sort of a domestic issue with a family member, friend, or something like that. And the police arrive, and they, even though they had thought the police were just going to come and mediate, or the police would come and assist with the situation, the usual way they assist is by taking somebody away in handcuffs. And I think that people don't realize that often enough in today's society about the police. And I think the smartest thing to do in the Gates situation for him would have been to ignore the cops, to not open the door in the first place. Because if you don't have a conversation with them, then they can't gather information from you on a voluntary basis. And you won't put yourself in a position to where the police officer will want to arrest you. If they haven't talked to you, then they can't possibly want to. They won't be likely to want to arrest you. Now, will that stop them from busting into your house? Well, probably, because they still likely will need some sort of warrant, some piece of paper saying they can bust in. And even at that point, if they've got that paperwork, they're going to do it whether you open the door or not. So I can't
on a burglary.
See,
I don't know that I think your advice is very good here.
I can't see that. He was arrested, right? So not talking to the cops may have resulted in him not being arrested.
He got to go to the White House, man.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, Mark, because he's politically connected.
No, he's a college professor, and he's black, and the police officer jumped to a bunch of conclusions.
I thought Obama was aware of who this guy was. Or
sure he
like
is.
That. Now, so he's connected.
No, once he got connected because he got arrested.
Oh, okay. I thought when I was looking at the stories that they had already known who one another was. Any other thoughts?
I think he had heard of him.
Yeah, that's the impression that I had gotten, that Obama knew of this particular gentleman, and that's why it became a story. Otherwise, it would have just been some other guy who was arrested by the cops for a break and enter or something like that. So, Jimmy, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Well, in regards to freedom of the press, did you guys see about 6 or 8 weeks ago the White House correspondent Helen Thomas get into a little exchange with the press secretary? Because they weren't allowing the press to answer, to ask certain questions, and she basically, you know, she's, surprisingly, she just blurted out and said, you know, this is the most restrictive administration on the press that we've ever seen, that we can't even ask questions that we want to ask. We have to ask pre-proposed questions.
That's very interesting, and things have definitely been going in that direction in general with the government. I mean, it's been kind of that way for a long time, where there's always been an unspoken rule amongst journalists that you don't ask the tough questions because otherwise you won't be invited back for another interview and that kind of thing. And because they have such reverence for politicians, and I don't know why, politicians are just a bunch of ugly sickos that want to force their way on people. So I don't know what the big deal is about getting an interview with them. But if you ask the tough questions, you won't get called back. And for a lot of reporters and editors, that's a very important factor. And so what you're seeing is them just taking at the next step and saying, well, now instead of just kind of tiptoeing around and asking softball questions, we're going to require that you submit your questions in advance for approval. I mean, it's just the next step on that path, and I agree with you, it's disturbing, and I thank you for the call tonight. By the way, Mark, one of my producers is telling me that apparently they were friends, and that not only had Obama heard of this particular professor, but he actually did know him. That's what I'm being told.
Okay.
So that's why that case made it bigger. Otherwise, had they not had the Obama connection, that man would have just, you know, gone to a jail cell just like so many other black men across America
have. Think it's a good idea on a burglary, you know, when the cops are called on a burglary to
if they have
not
no
open
evidence,
the door?
If they have no evidence of an actual break-in occurring, then I don't think they have reason to go in. Are you saying, Mark, that I can call the police tonight and say, all right, I've seen a burglary at so-and-so address, and then the cops are going to come in and bust into that person's house if they don't answer the front door?
I think they might very well.
I think there's a chance of that happening, but they're on some real, I think, I understand that the court system rules in favor of the police all the time. I understand all that, but I'm pretty sure that's pretty shaky legal ground. I'd like to hear from one of our law enforcement listeners on that particular issue. Can the cops just come into anybody's home because somebody made a phone call saying they thought it was being broken into? Don't they have to have some real evidence of, you know, a lock being jimmied on the front door, some sort of crowbar scraping evidence there, something that they have to ascertain?
Just about every, you know, this is where it gets into the he said, she said area. You know, we noticed some evidence that there could have been a break-in, so we, you know, proceeded to search the house for burglars or whatever it is. Every house has something that looks like it could have possibly have been put there by some burglar. Do you understand what I'm saying? Whether, you know, anything.
I would like to hear from one of our law enforcement listeners on this, rather than us just speculating. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Because if that's all they need, Mark, then you would see them doing that all over the place. I mean, they would, you know, find out where marijuana grow op was. One of the cops would place an anonymous call to their tip line saying, "Hey, there's a burglary being committed at so and so address," and they'd be able to bust in and bust the plants. I haven't heard of that.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes. Arrested for war crimes, he now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know you've got to do shopping to enjoy your life. You've got stuff you want. Well, Amazon probably sells it, and they probably sell it at a pretty darn good price. Plus, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. You can even buy used, though, if you need to save a few extra bucks, and you can do it all through amazon.freetalklive.com, because entering through that link will result in a percentage of the purchase going to Free Talk Live. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Corby is in Tampa listening to WFLA. Hey, Corby.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to tell you the facts. Your caller stated the facts of the Gate case a little bit incorrectly.
Okay. Give it to me.
Okay. Well, he'd been out of town from what I read in the paper. He was in China or somewhere out of the country. He comes back, doesn't have his keys to his house. He actually does break into his house. Mm-hmm. One of the neighbors says, hey, I see two guys breaking into the house. An officer comes to the house. The officer says, well, can I see your ID? Instead of saying, oh, well, you're right here, let me show you my ID, you know, explain what happened, he goes, this is a race thing. He called, you know, blah, blah, blah. And that's what ends up, that's when, you know, he wouldn't show his ID, though. And, you know, and calling the cop a racist, where if I broke into my own house and a cop came, I would have to show my ID or I would probably be arrested if it was a possible break-in, if I wouldn't establish my identity. So your caller said that he did establish his identity and he would not. And that's why he was arrested.
Well, I don't know that you actually have to establish identity. Why would you have to? I mean, you're not driving your house. Why do you have to show a driver's license?
You don't.
I
mean, don't.
Well, there was a report of a break-in at that, you know, residence.
Right, but in this country,
you know,
you're innocent until proven guilty. I agree with you that he may have jumped the gun. I understand that part. But in this country, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. They need to prove burglary before they can, you know, charge somebody with burglary, as far as I'm concerned.
He wasn't charged with burglary. He was charged with probably, I'm sure, like you said, the favorite, you know, disobeying a, you know, police officer.
Sure, that's what he was charged with after they ascertained that he had not burglarized the house because he showed ID. However,
right.
I do not believe he had any legal reason to have to show his ID at his own home. Is all he had to say is, get off my property.
You, I don't think you have to show your ID anywhere, and that won't prevent you from being arrested.
Thank you for coming to my house to check on it. In case it was somebody trying to break into my house, I would have been like, oh, thank you for checking up on my place. It actually was me, you know. I would thank him for trying to prevent someone from taking my stuff.
I agree. I agree with you that that's likely the way to go about doing
it.
But
you're jumping to a conclusion about how nice the cops might have been to him at that particular moment in time. Like, if they had just, you know, nicely knocked on the front door, is anybody here? And then you were being very nicey-nice, then that would kind of make sense treating them that way. But there's a very good chance that they were treating him as though he were a criminal. And when you're, when you're being treated like you're a criminal, then it's hard to be reciprocate in a nice fashion. Although I do generally agree
civility
with that.
Is the way to handle that.
No, I do agree with that. So
it's a sign of a break-in, though, if you don't show your ID. You know, what are the cops to think? Oh, you're the burglar. I mean, that's all you have to say is, here's my ID. Sorry, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I appreciate anybody that doesn't show ID.
Corby,
I have to appreciate anybody that doesn't show ID to the cops, because I think that's an important thing to keep your privacy, to not bow down to the man, and to not obey in that way. I think that that was the right choice on his part, and I fully support it. One of our activist friends here in Keene, where we do the show in New Hampshire, was arrested recently in a very similar situation. It didn't involve a home, but he was working in the back of a semi-trailer. He was working for a telephone book company, so they had pallets of phone books back there, and they were loading them and doing stuff with that. And so I guess he was doing inventory or something like that. And anyway, for whatever reason, he was in the back of the semi-trailer. It's the morning. A cop notices the front door to the business open, goes up and kind of pokes around, doesn't see anybody there, so he goes around to the trailer and announces himself as the police. This guy comes out. They threaten him with violence if he doesn't get down off the back of the truck. And then, since he refused to show them identification, they arrested him, took him down to the police station. So if you actually haven't been committing a crime, you certainly have no obligation to show the police your
identification. There was a crime reported at that address, so that's the thing. The neighbor did report a crime, is why it is a little bit different. But I agree with you that, you know, you shouldn't be arrested. But in the case of there was a, you know, all you had to do to prevent the whole thing and, you know, was just say, here's my ID, sorry, I'm breaking my own house.
Maybe.
That much is likely true. I absolutely agree with that. I think that we also, as Americans, have to stand up for our rights to, you know, not show identification just at the behest of anybody who asks for it. I mean, now we've gotten into society to the point where you can't go to the grocery store without an ID. You can't check into a hotel without an ID. You can't buy cigarettes. You can't do anything without this government identification card, and they want it at all times. I mean, I'm just of the opinion that it's an encroachment on a freedom that's, it's a little unpalatable.
And you never know what will happen when you give information to a cop. I mean, we can sit here and say, oh, it would have been fine if he'd just shown his ID. But what if there was a warrant out for his arrest for some nonsensical crap like having driving on a suspended license or something like that, you know, failure to appear, something that didn't actually involve harming another person? What if there was some sort of warrant out on his name? They would have run his name. They would have found that warrant. He would have been arrested on that in that case. Now, you had said that he had to break into his own home. So does that mean that he was unable to close and latch his front door when the police arrived?
I don't. From what I read, I think he just knocked on the door and he answered afterwards, and he said, I'm not showing you my ID, you know, you're a racist. It's because I'm black in my own house that you want to see my ID. And I think, you know, if I was in my house and there had been a report of a break-in, I would have had to show my ID or I would have been arrested, most likely, if I refused to. You know, it wasn't the cop wasn't acting right. Not saying I'm not for the police, but as far as once there is a report of a crime, you know, I think non-cooperation at some point, what are the cops to think? Okay, this is the guy. You know,
there's not too many burglars.
Criminal,
that, there's not too many burglars that answer the door and say, "You're a bigot. You think I'm stealing from your house because I'm black."
I gave you credit there. That it probably. I mean, it may have been. You know. I don't know. I was not there, so I'm just.
No, I wasn't either, and I think a lot of it depends.
A lot of it depends. You have a valid point.
But, so. And I'd also like to point out that the professor, although I think he could have been far more civil in this instance, you've also got to remember that pride that comes with the badge. And if you've ever dealt with a cop that, you know, has this kind of attitude, and I'm not saying they all do, but some do, that I can't do anything wrong because I've got the badge. I mean, yeah, you've got this guy who's standing in his own yard, you know, calling you a bigot, but you're in his yard. Get out. I mean, that's what the normal person
would
do.
Well, they hire cowboys to do the job, so that's what you're going to get. I mean, that's the only, you know, problem with the most I'm doing.
But it's not okay. Well,
they hire people
Just to add something in here, one of my producers is saying, he's quoting an article from this whole Gates situation that says that Ogletree said Gates showed his driver's license and his Harvard ID, both with his photos, and repeatedly asked for the name and badge number of the officer, who refused. He followed the officer onto the front porch as he left his house and was arrested there. So according to that, he did show identification.
Well, everything else I read said he didn't, but I'm not going to, you know.
Well, I think he was slow to show his ID, was what my understanding. And it makes sense to me. But, I mean, take a look here at the difference. The officer doesn't feel any obligation to show you his ID.
Yeah.
If we were equal to the police in any situation,
when
they walk up to your window at your car and say, license, registration, proof of insurance, please. You could say, could I see your – I'll be happy to show you mine, officer, if you show me yours.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't this a country of sovereign citizens where we should all be able to check on everyone else? I mean, if this guy's
going to come – someone, they get suspended with pay during the investigation.
They sure do.
Until they're found that they acted within the rights – the rules of the department.
You're right about that, Corby.
Thank
you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Nick listening to WFLA in Florida. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Nick, what's on your mind?
I got a few agreements, disagreements with some of your callers. The last guy pretty much agreed with a lot of things he said. Every article that I did read on the Gates story was the gentleman never did show his actual driver's license, which, like you said before, you know, he has no reason to, except for the fact that there was proof that the house was actually broken into. There were signs that the door was jimmied open. There was a crime reported in the home. So, you know, the police, in all honesty, even if he didn't suspect the Gates of being the burglar, he had a duty to check the house and or the surrounding area to make sure the actual burglars were not in there still. And
you don't have a duty to check my house if I come to the door and say, I'm not interested in giving you my ID. The officer has no duty to come onto my property at that point.
No, you're right. You know, in that sense, and you can pick any other officer to, you know, call a racist and all this other stuff. But when you actually look into this officer's background, he was the wrong person to call a racist, considering he taught classes on racial profiling and was actually picked to teach those classes by the commissioner, who was black. And this guy, who's never had a problem in the years that he's worked there, it's not a guy. And he actually did make an attempt to leave the house and actually keyed his mic to his radio so that everybody else could hear at the station, so they could record it, all the things that Gates said to this officer.
Hey, that's great. I have no problem with that, and I do believe that there is a lot of reverse racism in this country. However, when an officer who I pay their paycheck and I ask for their badge number and their name, they ought to give it.
Hey, Nick, I know you had more to say. We're going to bring it back if you'll hang through the news. Hour number 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.